started to rain.
A synonym for that beginning with a B.
Before it began to rain?
Mm-hmm. And it will...
Begun.
Okay. Why are you out of breath? I was feeling so happy, I blank all the way home.
Run, ran, have run.
Good. Skip those. The highway department has got their machines in. The road is all not blocked, but what they've actually done to it...
Torn up.
Mm-hmm. The opposite of take it off is...
Put it on.
Okay. And it wasn't an accident. He did it...
Intentionally.
On...
Purpose. He did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You'd better blank him.
Ask him?
Mm-hmm. So yesterday I...
Asked and I have asked.
All right. Every time those two little boys meet, they...
They fight.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday they...
Fight. They have fought.
And the past tense was...
Yesterday they fought.
Okay. And he did what to her with a knife?
My God. He stabbed her.
Okay. And do you have any names for big knives?
Rapier. Machete. Sword. I mean, besides their specific names, I use them in a slang way. Machete, sword, rapier.
Okay, there's a funny picture on the blackboard. The teacher might say, who blanked that picture?
Who drew?
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to lift something heavy, you might use pulley blocks and a rope to...
Lift. Hoist.
Say it again, please.
To hoist.
Okay. And then the very last two things are, is there anything that we did not ask about life in Houston or life in general that you think should have been covered in this sort of interrogation?
Hmm.
Of course, this has been stretched out over a month, and you may have forgotten what we asked.
No, one or two things that came up to me I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Okay. And then finally, and this is the very last thing, what are your attitudes toward language, particularly usage? Do you think everyone should speak standard English?
No. I think the disappearance of so many localisms and colloquialisms, regional patterns of speech. The disappearance of that, I think, is always an unfortunate thing. That it happens historically, certainly more so. And that's to say, it happens, there are patterns when that does happen in a society. At a time in our own time with the universalized distribution of television and radio, there's been this leveling, this monochromatization in a lot of ways, so that a lot of the color and charm of so many regional dialects has been lost. I don't think that's a good thing, but it's inevitable. On the other hand, it seems to me a different question, but I don't know how one can accommodate the two of these problems. There is a real problem when today, this is a pedagogical problem, which becomes a cultural problem, which is a little different than what I was talking about a minute ago. People who cannot read and write, but who are getting high school diplomas and university degrees. It's unfortunate, but the attempt to instruct people